Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Excited for it.
Yeah.
Great way to spend a Sunday.
That's right. Together.
and that's what everybody's out there thinking right now as they're tuned in.
Hopefully so.
It is a great way to spend a Sunday.
It is.
With us.
It is. That's right.
All right. So, question.
Yes.
And this is something about you and I and a lot of our spiritual studies talk about a lot is being present in life.
Right. Right. And how aware are we really?
How aware are we? Mm-hmm. And where I see this applying is when you're viewing real estate, are you present when you're viewing real estate?
Well, we think we are because we're physically there and we're looking at things, but are we seeing things? You know, that's one of the things you and I have talked about is we miss things when we're viewing a property. We miss the color of the carpet, or we might miss that it only has one outlet in the room or something like that. So we wanted to kind of talk a little bit today about how present are you when you're going to buy a house, because it's a super important decision.
Well, and here's one of the areas people miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they're trying to take a lot of pictures with their phone, or they're even going around videoing the house so that they can view it later or be able to show it to somebody later.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be present when you're focused on your camera.
Right.
Okay. And then what you're going to view later is a two-dimensional view, and it's not going to give you the details that you're really going to need.
Right.
So that's probably the number one thing right there.
It's true. I mean, normally what, Doug? I mean, when a person views a home, it's about an hour's worth of your life.
Less than that per
less
property.
Less than that.
A lot of times they'll have several showings set up, and you probably only spend 15 or 20 minutes per property. That first viewing.
Well, that's a lot less than I was thinking. I'd probably take a little bit longer, maybe because I'm a little more present. I don't know. But so let's kind of talk a little bit about what are some things we can do to help make sure that we stay present. So we talked about on the very first visit, when you go to a property, if you have children, it's best to not take them with you on the first go around.
Right. If you can leave the kids behind.
Right.
Definitely smart, because your kids will be a distraction for you.
Right.
Not that the kids shouldn't see a property, but if you have to drag them in and out of one property after another, they're going to get sick of it and you're going to be very distracted.
Exactly. We had a property that we had for sale, and the lady brought 8 people with her, all wanting to talk.
Right.
So I don't know how she saw anything. I really don't. So that was interesting.
And one of the things you may do is you may end up missing a value point. And you either disregard a poor showing property or you end up overvaluing a professionally staged one.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So, and if you're a first-time buyer or a first-time in a long-time buyer, somebody where it's been quite a few years since you bought a property, you're particularly disadvantaged.
A little bit.
Because you have a little less experience visualizing how someone else's home or a vacant property or a set of builder's drawings could be transformed into your dream home.
Right. Many times people walk in and you see the orange shag carpet, but you can't see past that all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, and digesting all that a property has to offer in less time than you spend on a cup of coffee.
Right.
It's always a challenge for buyers, and you know, the challenge becomes even greater with smartphones.
Right.
Because our email's dinging, our text is dinging.
Exactly.
You know, notifications are going off that the cards game just ended and, you know, they just won, hopefully.
Yeah, we have on-screen obsessions is what we'll call it, because we keep checking things out and not paying attention. So there was a recent study called by Vital Smart Survey. And they reported that 91% of the more than 1,600 people involved in this had seen tourists miss out on some important moments by trying to capture it all on social media.
So 91% of these tourists missed out on important moments because they're trying to capture it on social media.
Correct.
So the reason this thing about tourists is important is because when you're looking at real estate, you're a tourist of someone else's real estate.
Right. Okay. They know the things going on in their home.
Right.
And you don't.
And this may be, you know, can kind of be extrapolated to explain why many buyers spend more time looking at rooms through a lens rather than experiencing the dimension and the detail firsthand.
Right, exactly, exactly. So really invest the time to walk into each room, standing where you would stand, and look out the windows, look at the doors, look at the outlets, look at the ceiling, look at the floor. You know, take that time to give your own 3D view and then maybe take a picture. But really take that time to look around and visually make notations on these things.
Right. And, you know, how photogenic is the interior without the right lens, the lighting, the staging? Well, your shots of a 3D room end up just as a 1D your grainy depictions that tell you what. Okay, not much.
Right.
Okay.
Well, think about this. When we look at our vacation pictures, Doug, because we were present in a moment, we can remember the sounds, the smells, the people going on, but we only captured a certain picture, part of that time.
Right, because there's a video going to tell you how uneven or creaky a floor is. Or how slippery a bathroom tile.
You might hear it, I guess.
Yeah, not very likely, though.
Right, right.
And you're going to miss that creaky floor. Or, you know, think about our house. An easy one to miss is, you know, like our exhaust fan in our master bath.
Oh, my God. It's so stinking loud. It's 747 people.
Oh, yeah. It's so loud that our daughter starts stomping on the floor up above us because it's so stinking loud. And now we're ready to spend $130 on a new exhaust fan
just to get
one that's quieter.
It is loud. We're not even joking.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how to be truly present when you view real estate as you go through it. So one of the other things that happens is professional staging, it ends up setting the stage for positive reactions, which may not occur without the decorative preparation, strategic furniture placement, or the absence of it. Okay, so part of the staging ensures that buyers, you know, they can get really good photos on their phone, but you have to ask yourself the question of what's being hidden or downplayed.
That's true. So seeing it for yourself, because like Doug was just saying, they may stage a picture on the wall, and the drywall might be damaged, or there may be a problem right there. So really considering all of those pictures that are just out there.
Right, absolutely. View the rooms from different angles. Mm-hmm. See the true utility and functionality of the space relative to how you want to live and how you might decorate it.
Right, right. And one thing I was mentioning before is, you know, print out that listing, print out the pictures, and maybe even take some notes on there and see what the difference is in the picture that you saw online, and consider, you know, oh gosh, this room didn't have a ceiling fan. Or like in ours didn't even have lights in the ceiling.
Right.
Did we pay attention to that? No, we saw it in the daytime. We didn't think about that.
Right. You don't think about it.
So we need lamps in the kids' rooms until we get that changed, you know? So it's things like that we just don't pay attention to.
Right. You don't always watch every detail. And then once you live there, you're like, I wish I would have thought of that. I wish I would have looked at how the traffic flows out of the neighborhood. And one of the other areas where this comes up is not just because of being distracted with our phones. It's because we may view too many properties.
That's true too.
Especially in suburban areas. They all end up looking the same by the time you've seen your sixth or eighth one in a day. So you better take some really close notes. Okay, name the house, find some distinctive feature, name it in your notes, and maybe take a picture of the front or whatever that distinctive feature is, and write down things that you remember about it.
Right. And differentiate. Your husband or your partner or friend, whoever's going with you to view these properties, you both have separate lenses. Because, Doug, you see things differently than I do. And so it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to take notes and you to take notes and then sit back down to compare what you guys saw.
Right. Well, and you need to make sure that you're not ignoring the value factors like the location, the square footage, functionality.
Yeah.
So once again, you know, concentrate on being fully present when you're viewing properties and just, you know, make sure that it's going to help ensure that you get the right home for you.
Right. And another good thing to plug here, too, is if you have a really good real estate agent, and Doug, you know a ton of them.
I do.
So how could they reach you so they could connect with an agent that's going to take the time to help you be present?
When we talk about on the show that our tagline is that, you know, we're your real estate finance and credit resource.
Right.
And the way you were the real estate resource, because I'm in the mortgage industry, I'm not a realtor.
Right.
However, I screen through the best realtors in St. Louis. So
right.
if you want to make sure you find one that's going to help you see those little details mm-hmm. and ones that are the true pros, and reach out to me. Mm-hmm. You can text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, it's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And also you're going to visit our blog at DougHaldeman.com, and you can view the post for this and read through these bullet points, because mm-hmm. these are some good items you want to keep in mind.
Yeah.
So coming up, I'm going to ask you the question of how confident are you that you can choose the right type of financing for you when you look at all the different mortgage options out there. When we return, we're going to be covering the details of how you can choose the right financing. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.